Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. Excellencies, dear colleagues, distinguished members of the forum. It is a great honor and a pleasure to address you today in my capacity of President of the Human Rights Council at the opening of the third session of the Permanent Forum of People of African Descent. The Permanent Forum of People of African Descent was established not only to serve as a platform for improving the safety and quality of life and livelihoods of people of African descent, but also to act as an advisory body of the Human Rights Council so that the Council act firmly against racism. Last September, at its 54th session, the Human Rights Council considered the first report of the Permanent Forum of People of African Descent, which contained the outcomes of these forums. The report provided concrete recommendations on the drafting of a United Nations Declaration on the Promotion, Protection, and Full Respect of the Human Rights of People of African Descent. It additionally provided recommendations and global reparatory justice and on an evidence-based approach to addressing systemic and structural racism, among other issues. These recommendations are intended to guide the member states in undertaking important legislative and policy measures which should effectively tackle racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Extensive discussions at the Human Rights Council through the engagement with the various anti-racism mechanisms and the High Commissioner for Human Rights have shed light on the ongoing and pervasive nature of structural racial discrimination faced by people of African descent in all aspects of their lives. This is why, more than ever, our efforts to end racism and racial discrimination must be strengthened. It is the collective responsibility of states and all concerned stakeholders to address structural and systemic racial discrimination and its roots, causes, in order to ensure concrete progress. In this regard, at its most recent session in March, the Human Rights Council also received an update from the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action regarding the progress made on the draft United Nations Declaration on the Promotion and Full Respect of the Human Rights of People of African Descent. Such a declaration will provide crucial guidance and constitute a significant and decisive step forward in achieving the full enjoyment of all human rights by people of African descent. The Permanent Forum of Peoples of African Descent was mandated to consider this declaration and has already made valuable recommendations. As 2024 marks the final year of the International Decade for People of African Descent, it is essential that we take stock of the progress made in the implementation of the program of activities of the International Decade and reflect on the way forward, as we just heard from the PGA. Thus, with a view of ensuring recognition, justice, and development for people of African descent. I look forward to the discussions that will be held during this third session of the Permanent Forum, which will address the future of the International Decade alongside other timely and crucial issues such as reparations, education, and culture and recognition. As an advisory body, advisory mechanism to the main intergovernmental human rights body of the United Nations, the Permanent Forum is uniquely equipped to guide states' efforts in making such progress. I encourage all state and relevant stakeholders to actively and constructively engage in the discussion of the Permanent Forum and to value each other's expertise and experiences. It is through this proactive involvement with the Council mechanism that we can achieve the full inclusion and equal enjoyment of all human rights for people of African descent without discrimination of any kind. I wish you every success during these four full days of debate and reflection with the aim to counter the racism phenomena in our common and legitimate struggle against it. Human rights run contrary to racism and cannot be enjoyed individually or collectively in an accepted manner with the persistence of racism within our societies. Diversity and respect are fundamental for getting and living together. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.